up top. We're going up top. All the other formations, they surely have to stop. We're going up top. We're going up top. Jamie and Jordan, the bullshit never stops.
And a very big welcome back to this week's episode of One Up Top. Bohemians are high flying in the league, top as it stands. However, of course, the job is far from over. I've got a man with us today, alongside Pete Zinni, that I'm sure will be more than happy to bring Bulls fans back down to earth. Brian Kelly, how are you getting on?
Oh, good, Charlie. I'm delighted after that weekend. It was a superb result and bounced into the weekend. So, I mean, a good humour tonight, thankfully.
Yeah, there'll be no spanking for young Frederick tonight, no?
No, not at all, no. No.
But, yeah, Brian, you're on here because you're on chippy side of the table. We don't want people getting carried away. It's all about staying up this year, of course. How are you keeping on me, Brian? I assume you were there Friday and had a good time.
Oh yeah, it was great. It was great to be back in Dalymount after such a long break, and obviously the last year in it as well. It was just the place bouncing, the buzz around the place was unreal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very much. Even when the Hold Me Now came on at the start, it was very, very, very. Everyone can feel that bit of emotion now. This is it. We're walking towards the exit door for Dalymount Park for after 125 years. Everyone sort of felt that in the stadium.
Yeah, it's going to be a bittersweet moment at the end of the year now when we're all leaving it for the last time in its current guise.
Absolutely, and another man, a regular here, Pete, how are you getting on? You enjoyed Friday anyway?
Sure it is, yeah. Just to touch on that, like I was actually on the train on the way home and amid all the euphoria, I sobered myself up quickly and thinking like, geez, we won't have too many more of these nights in Dalymount Park. And it was just a sharp reminder, like, to, as I said, to enjoy nights like Friday, because come the end of the season, we won't have that old lady there for forever, you know what I mean? So yeah, it was a nice reminder, but a brilliant night, as Brian said. It was absolutely place was rocking. My team responded as well. So a great night, and we roll on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will kick start off things with Friday night under the lights. It was a bit of a different Bowls and Rovers that we've probably seen the last 2 or 3 years, particularly under Reynolds, I thought. I think me and you touched on last week, we all thought all guns blazing, first 20 minutes, get a couple of goals. But Rovers really, I thought, controlled the game quite well. I think you were beside me for the first 20 minutes and we were saying to ourselves, this isn't going as planned. There was none of those turnovers, you know, inside their tour as we've gotten the last couple of years. But I think we soaked up the pressure well. And I think particularly the first half, we looked like we were dangerous in the break. We probably offered more of a threat when we got possession than they had probably even for the majority of that first 25-minute spell.
Yeah, a little bit of shadow boxing at the start, but I think the game changed on the goal. We took control straight after the goal. The goal was actually fantastic. Like, the move, like starting with the keeper, not many passes were involved. It was an absolute fantastic goal. I didn't realise how good of a goal it was till probably you're rewatching it over the weekend. When you're there, you're kind of wrapped up in the emotion. You might be looking left, right, you know, whatever. But if you look at it from the start, like, it was an absolutely fantastic move. The movement, the way to pass, the sharpness of pass, everyone knew what they were doing. Everyone knew where each other were moving. It was just a fantastic goal. I don't think we looked back after the goal. I think we took full control after the goal, and really kicked on. It was brilliant.
Yeah, Brian, the first 25 minutes before we did get the goal, it probably wasn't what you would have expected, really, was it?
No, to paraphrase someone else, some things good, some things not so good, but the small moments went our way. what a clown. Honestly, every time we beat them, he never, ever gives the credit where it's due. We hockeyed them off the park, basically. Well, the first 20 minutes, 35 minutes, actually, I thought Rovers actually were played well. Like, the two teams were playing all right. They actually were getting the better hand, and we were under the cosh a small bit, and we played out from the back. And I actually remember turning to my dad, sitting with my dad at the game, and I said, Jesus, imagine if we scored from a goal from playing out from the back like this. And about 10 seconds later, the ball was in the back of the net. It was absolutely magic. And then After that, then a half timer saying, I think Roberts aren't actually playing badly here. They could be, if they go up another gear, we're in big trouble. And it was us that went up the gears. It was absolutely magic. It could have been 4 or 5 before they got back into it then at the end. But less said about that.
Yeah, Brian,
He's lucky he
you
didn't
try to.
walk out there with a like on the back end of a 5-0 defeat. Like it could have easily been 5-0 there.
Yeah.
And the snarkiness and crankiness in his voice in that interview after, I only actually listened to it today, you know.
But I just the three different interviews off, like it was off the ball,
They're all the same.
RTE, and every single one is the same thing. It's just he just
Small
repeats
moments.
it.
Small
Yeah.
moments. Some good, some
Small
bad.
moments. Yeah, clown he is, like honestly.
small. There is, Kelly, there's one thing I've always picked on Bradley's interviews. There's a serious, now he probably comes up being champion 5 in the last 6 years, but there's a serious arrogance in his interviews. He's like, oh yeah, but we're champions, we know what we're going to do at the end of the year. But yeah, he refuses to give credit to any opposition team, not just us. I remember, I think they got beaten by Sligo. I remember watching the match and they were well beaten a couple of years ago, and he's like, oh no, far better team, we just came out on the wrong side of that somehow. But there's definitely a bit of an arrogance towards it, but
It,
he said
is
it
it
was great play
arrogance
out
or
from the back.
bitterness? I think it could be bitterness more than arrogance.
Yeah, he wasn't one bit happy at all, like, you know, but they hate coming there, and that's why we love playing him in Dalymount, because we're just so uncomfortable for so Cleary. He was absolutely all over the camp there. Like, it was a joy to watch, like Lopez last year as well. We had them on the run, we ran them all over the park after the first goal, and we gave them a torrid night, truth be told. A couple of goals might be taped a little bit of a gloss off it, but we ran them all over the park. They'll be dreading coming back to Dalymount again for the last one.
We were afraid of that early goal that we were going to concede, and that just might take a bit of a sting out of us. I think Kelly, you probably had a better view from where you were sitting. Adam Brennan, or I think that's his name, young fella, he sort of nearly ran through on goal. I was down on the A, so it was hard to see how far he was out and how clean his run was, but he pulled it over the bar from about 25, 30 yards. I'm not sure we could have maybe ran in the bit further. You probably had a bit of a better bird's eye view than I
Yeah,
did.
I don't think there was much in that one. It was, I think the better chance was there was a crossover from the far side, and he had it on the volley.
Volley,
That
yeah, it
was
was a great volley, yeah.
that was probably their best chance there, and that was the moment they were kind of saying, "Well, we're under a bit of pressure here." And I think we scored a couple of minutes later. So,
That's right, yeah.
but it was just at that moment you're saying, "Okay, your man's getting into the game here," albeit he looks a good player, but I think Monaghan done very well on him, and he got a bit of a dig out from the two boys at centre half as well. And there was McDonald was coming over to help cover and stuff, but yeah, I thought Monaghan did actually very well considering that everyone's been talking about this fella and the pace he has and running at players. I thought he'd done very well dealing with him.
I think the three
Yeah,
boys, like, you know, that change position. Sorry, Jordan. The three boys, Moran especially, who hasn't got a kick out, like he came in, slotted in seamlessly, had a great game. Flores was taken back out of midfield, put back into full back again, no issues there at all. And Adam McDonald, you know, who had a great finish to the season last year, hasn't kicked the ball this year, comes in, no moaning. You can trust him, you can rely on him. And he comes in, he puts in a performance like that. And the attitude just goes straight in there, and give everything to the team was fantastic. So the couple of changes, they didn't weaken us at all. They threatened us, if anything. And that's what we have probably this year that we probably didn't have last year, you know.
Yeah, there's probably two people who probably need to get a good bit of credit here. I think McDonald had a serious job in his hands midfield after the Voigt was booked after 5 minutes. Like the Voigt couldn't really commit too much. I thought McDonald covered a lot of ground and took a lot of the sting out. Like the Voigt could never. The Voigt gets a yellow again. I think he probably has about seven or eight
Ah,
in the minute
yeah,
regulation, but
absolutely.
he
That
does
was
get
it.
his like probably 8, 9, 10 yellow cards a year.
Yeah.
So
That
he
was
was
a
booked
shocking
after 5
decision, by the
minutes.
way, that yellow card. I don't know if you've watched it back, but it's never a yellow card. If 55 minutes into a game, never mind 2 minutes into a derby. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was proper. If he played a referee that occasion, not a single moment. Like,
Yeah.
and then the other person who I'll probably touch on is Parsons, who, you know, I think unfortunately for Parsons, he's, well, I wouldn't say unfortunate. He's a handsome young lad. He's got the IB, the chin strap. He does YouTube on the outside. He's a bit of an influencer. I think his girlfriend's a bit of an influencer. So I think, unfortunately for him, it's always an easy out for people to sort of have a go and have abuse and stick too much on concentration on YouTube. But I thought he played very well. Even the Pats game, I think, he done well to get in and go. And the second chance, he probably should have done a bit better too. I thought his run was class. We watched it from the premium and, he's gotten that going. And I just hope that's the moment that lifts him now and that kickstarts his bowls career. Because I did watch his little vlog that he had on YouTube. It popped up on my, I wasn't going out actively looking. This is a 30-year-old balding man, but it did pop up on my
Your algorithm, Jordan, needs to be
my
looked at there,
algorithm.
I think.
Yes, my algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did come up with that moment, and it was, probably what he needs. And hopefully, Kelly, that kickstarts his bowls career.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I think it was this time last year we used to be played very well against Rovers in Aviva, and we all got getting a bit excited after that. And it just never really kicked on at all, as you said. It just did never work for him. Couldn't get a run on the team. Injuries here and there. But he seems to have started this year off well. Now, I thought he was very quiet up in Derry. When he came on, he done very well. Then on Friday was absolutely excellent. I think the goal gave him that bit of confidence then, and you could even see in the second half when he started taking players on and squaring up the Cleary and all as well. Like
Oh, great to see. Yeah,
that
wasn't
is
that fantastic? Yeah.
like squaring up to a Rovers player in front of the Jody. If that doesn't give you confidence, I don't know what the hell will. Like,
Yeah.
yeah. And then we had that was a big moment for him. You could see the confidence brewed him. I thought he ran his socks off. I thought he done very well, and it probably then led to the man that laid the ball off him. Pete, I've looked at Colin Whelan this season, and he looks like number nine. He looks like he is now coming to what should have been maybe before he got those two ACL injuries, and he looks a different person than this time last year.
Yeah, just to finish out on Parsons, like he was great in the build up to the goal as well. It wasn't just a finish; he was involved with a little touch in the run to it, so he was well. And I think Parsons is one of those players that he'd be a streaky player. He might be red hot for 10 games. He might come off the boil a little bit at the end. So it's important that Reynolds manages him properly. And when he needs to be taken out, he's taken out. He's replaced. And when he's on fire, he's in the team. So hopefully Reynolds can do that. But yeah. Another big one on Friday from so we'll see how he fares out. He's probably put his hand up to be starting now on Friday as well. So we'll see how he goes. But on to Whelan, yeah, he's ticking all the boxes at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. It's he got that goal, albeit a penalty, but I thought all the play was class. I thought we'd seen glimpses of it last year in a couple of games, but last year I thought his power play was probably a bit weak. He looked a bit off the pace, but now he's got that full season under him. He's got a bit of a pre-season this season too. He looks like he's the man to lead the line. And as we're going to touch on next, unfortunately, Douglas James Taylor out injured. A few questions from the Bows faithful here about asking. Should maybe be a bit more of an honest about where we are with our squad. We all were told that there was a full squad to choose from, and obviously that's maybe a bit of mind games to give nothing away, and that's completely fine. But from a fan's perspective, it's very very frustrating, isn't it, Brian? When you're looking to see our star man, well, allegedly star man, you just can't seem to find his fitness.
Yeah, it's you'd have to take what Reynolds says with a large dollop of salt all the time, or salt all the time, don't you? Like, even after the Derry game where he said, "Oh, you should be fine for next week," you just can't trust him anymore because he's just playing the game now, isn't he? It is frustrating as supporters. I can see why they do it, but I don't know what they're supposed to do. Like, if they're obviously doing it to keep the other side guessing, so. Like, what way do you want to play it? I think
Yeah.
we know as supporters, as you said, Brian, to take it with a pinch of salt. But yeah, it's a hard one. We're concerned about Taylor, we're probably lucky that Colly Whelan has started the house the season like a house on fire, because you take Colly Whelan out, a lot of any issue with Colin Whelan, we're really down to the bare bones there. So yeah, as a tell, I'm scratching my head about Taylor at the moment. I don't know what way to be looking with him at all. You mean they said they weren't risking him on the pitch? I mean, they're training on AstroTurf pitches a lot of the time as well. So I didn't understand the progress there, but I don't know. I don't know. I think we've talked about him on every podcast, and the conversation's been the same. We don't know where we stand with him, but he can't be relied on. That's there, evident in the amount of games he's played up to date.
Yeah, I think Pete, you're probably a bit doubtful. I know you said that you might flatter to the save, even though I know he's got 5 goals, 9 games. That's a very good return. I think, Kenneth, you pointed out that to me one time in the pub last season, that if he does that, he's doing all right. Albeit he didn't play much, but I'm really sort of aligned with Pete's side. He did get those goals, but you can't stay fit, and you know, how useful is it? I don't really care if you're chipping in, 10 goals and 10 games, or in the 15 games you play, you need someone who's going to be fit every week. We need a squad, and we need players who are going to, come in and fucking add something to the team weekly, because we're going to have a few Friday, Monday games coming up. We're going to have a few European trips, please God. And, there could be end up being a backlog of fixtures as well, clamouring up towards the end of the season if we do go a few rounds.
The one area of our squad as well, we're not blessed in terms of numbers. We all know what we have in midfield. We could probably put 3 midfield out, and we've plenty of cover at the back now. I know, a couple of the defenders might be Everton's cup. We're well stocked there in terms of numbers. You go beyond Whelan, you're probably into Strouds then, and Hugh Martin as well. So, like, a little bit unproven, and probably fair to throw them in there, ask them to lead the line. So it's the one area of the pitch we probably have to get right, and let's just hope he can get himself right.
That's my wonder as well, because we're so light there. Is he being wrapped in cotton wool? Because if he has a small knock, are they wrapping him in cotton wool for the when we get into Friday, Monday, or obviously in the summer then? And is that what he's doing? Obviously, we don't know, because
There could
what we're
be,
being
but
told is he could be back next week. That's what we've been
yeah.
told. We don't know, but I'd say there could be a bit of that. But then again, we don't know,
Let's not rush him back when we have, Khalid and flying and firing on all cylinders. So there could be a hint of truth in that, all right, yeah.
Yeah, there.
I believe that Power might be back next week, but again, I take that with a pinch of salt as well.
Well, we just wait for the team update on Thursday night. That'll tell us all we need to know.
Full squad to choose from.
Yeah.
And there's probably three men we should probably give credit to two, who weren't on the pitch technically. And it's not Reynolds, Detzer, or O'Donnell. I thought the pitch looks spectacular. That's as good as I've seen Dale Mount as long as I've been going. I thought it was a carpet.
Yeah, looked very well, didn't it? Yeah, the place looked absolutely magic. Even there was a few videos going around on Twitter
Yeah.
and a lot of stuff of the drones with Homie now. I thought it was nearly had a tear in my eye, and when I
Nearly,
was
I
looking at
was full blown up crying,
that,
full blown up on
yeah,
watching that on the Saturday. Now, quite
yeah.
a fair bit of alcohol in the system, but yeah, had a little tear in the eye nonetheless,
Yeah, but we were touching the three men in the dugout, lads. I know there'll be a faction, the out faction in Block A. He'll be disappointed and angry at me here, giving any sort of credit to Mr. Reynolds, but he's very much got his recruitment right this season. I think it's taken a lot of players probably to get it right. Like, bar Devoy and Tierney, you couldn't see too much what he got right even last year. But he really seems to have got a spot on in terms of Todd Hickey being incredible pairing. Power looks brilliant. Mullen Rotten Loan looks brilliant. I know we're only 3 or 4 games in, but it's recruitment that'll probably drive us on when you haven't got the budget. Rovers has, it's all about getting it right in that department, and then you can punch above your weight. Keller, this was praises you.
Yeah, but it's quite smart recruitment as well, I suppose. Like, when we signed Hickey, I think I personally thought he was going to be coming in as kind of a plan B option, where he was going to, like, maybe could be starting the bench, and if we're 1-0 down or chasing a goal or whatever, he'd come on and play centre forward and that kind of thing. I didn't see him being our starting centre half, even in the pubs around Lansdowne on the first day, and you saw the lineup and. Jamie Whelan is throwing me money to back on first goal scorer, because we all thought he was starting up front, and then he's
Yeah.
now centre half, and he's been incredible himself, and I think Todd has been absolutely excellent, and just the how they've developed a relationship like that between our partnership between the two of them so quick. It's a credit to the management as well, because obviously they've been working on it and training for a while. And I'm not sure if they even lined up like that in pre-season at all. It may be someone correct the idea. I didn't go to any of those games, but yeah, it's been great. The two fullbacks look super as well, and that also then frees up the likes of Flores to move into the middle. So yeah, it's great signs, but it's still very early days. And you know, as we know from last year, it could go to shit very quickly. So, but touch wood.
Yeah, we do. we can't get ahead of ourselves. We're still very much, breaking into the top three is probably where we want to be. I think top four was sort of what we will expect this season. I know the start can give you a bit of a giddiness, and people just have to sort of do switch back to the Divine Era when I think it was April, we were top of the league with 8 or 9 points, and we coughed it up quick enough. I do think this is a stronger team, but we're saying this now, this could easily fall apart, and you could see the two centre halves fall into disaster. Not saying they will, and certainly hope they don't, but it's only four games, as I said. For all this, we're still only 3 points ahead, but couple of other questions here. We'll wrap up, and then is the boy the best player in the league? If not, who is? I don't think it's even. I know we're going to be biased as both of them, but I don't think there's anyone that touches him at the minute.
No,
Yeah,
there's
it should
not.
be good. No one, absolutely no one. And I think
Possibly
you're
Duffy,
on.
but possibly Duffy, but even still, they're different players. Like,
Yeah, and we have another question here. The greatest Kilkenny man to play for Bowes, Whelan or Mulcahy? I think it's very, that's from Keegan. It's very early to be calling Whelan now.
Well, I do believe that the Barry's Express down to Waterford is stopping off in Thomastown in honour of the good man God Colly Whelan on Friday.
Oh,
He'll
it's
dance on the sail.
the woke cycles aren't allowed back in Kilkenny City now.
Oh God, now we're staying over there.
But yeah, I'd probably have to try to go against Mullers. Mullers dragged us through a different time.
A
Mullers are me at the
classic
minute.
player.
Yeah, I
Yeah, well,
know.
yeah. Another 15 goals from Whelan this year, and a drive to the title, and ask us again in November.
Yeah, and we have plenty of questions here about winning the league. I'm going to be avoiding them. Young Hopkins has asked, is Hickey good enough for the United States men's national team? I couldn't name one player. If you ask me who still played for the USA, just tell you Clint Dempsey. That's where my knowledge is in US football at the minute.
Oh,
But,
Miola.
sorry, what's up, Pete?
Tony Miola in goal. John Hart's rifle.
Yeah. And one here. Will Whelan finish with over or under 15 goals this season?
I'd say
Say over.
over. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's four already, hasn't he? So,
Yeah.
he was 11 for one top goal scorer
15 to
last week,
two now.
15-2. Like, he's got 4 goals already, another probably about 11, 12. 12 will definitely do it. Like,
And he seems to be the penalty taker as well, so
so you're looking at four goals
surprised
across
when
three penalties at
yeah, I
the
was surprised when he was taking the penalty. Like you have Rooney, you Dubois,
have
yeah.
Savoy, or great strikers as well. Even Flynn, a great striker of the ball. Did he scuff it or did he like it? It didn't look like things to hit, and that went right in the
The
corner.
keeper
But
got very close to it anyway, but
yeah, he
was hit with
did.
such power that he was never stopping it.
Yeah, it definitely hit his hand. He definitely got a hand to it of sorts, anyway. And then next four games is going to tell us more than the last four. I absolutely agree with that. I think that goes without saying. We will have a little bit of a league review as we record. St. Patrick's Athletic have just got a last minute goal against Galway. That's probably taken. It's probably a bit of a kick in the bonnet, isn't it, man? I know people are probably getting giddy and think we're going to finish ahead of Pats, but they are only 3 points behind us as it stands.
And again, like as if there was one negative about the weekend, it was that Shell's got a great win up in Drogheda. Derry came back. I think when we were bouncing around the Jody at one stage, Derry were two down, Shells were one down, and we're looking very rosy in the garden. And not that it makes a huge difference, but if you want to be spoiled rotten, like we, one or two of those results maybe could have went their way. Pats have got two wins as well. But listen. We look after ourselves for the moment. But,
It's still very early days to be worrying about what the
yeah.
results. I think just can't take care of our own business. We have an attractive looking fixture list coming up the next few weeks. We just have to
Oh, the
take
big
care of
boys are
our own
playing each other
business.
as well.
Yeah, that's the
Rovers
thing.
Derry
Yeah,
and Pat Sheld on Friday, so someone will
and
be
then
losing there
Shells
anyway.
and Rovers on Monday then as well.
Well, that is, yeah, lovely.
We don't want to
Yeah.
be. You don't want to be getting too worried about other results. Just got take care of our own business. Keep going the way we're going. Clean sheets, goals. That's what we want to see, and build up a lead. My only worry as well is similar to last year. Is like we've been training since the 1st of December. Apparently they were first 3 weeks. They didn't even take the balls out. They're just running, running, running. And we looked on Friday, we looked far fitter than Rovers, way down the road. It was probably because they only finished their season a couple of weeks before that, so they're only back, I don't know what, maybe a few weeks after us. But my worry would be that we run out of steam, like what we did, like what happened last year. Like, you don't want to
I
be.
thought we looked very unfit towards the end of last season.
That's the thing. That's we started off well enough. Other than, you know, we beat Rovers and then lost a few, but then we had a good few wins, and we built up our. We were second for like a mile out in second, and then it fell apart. So you just don't want to see that happen again. So let's just get as many points on the board as we can now, just in case it does.
Yeah, well done today on Friday. I thought the win looked a lot more sustainable than maybe some of the wins last year. Like the win in Daly Mount, the early season win against Rovers, like whirlwind. We just went at it, and you can't play like that every week. Where I thought we were a
No.
little bit more controlled on Friday night, and there was more to our game than literally running them off the park. Those passages of play, we were building it up from the back. That looks like to be our style now, where, as I said, last year in a couple of those big wins, it was all huff and puff. And I can't do that over the down period. So that's kind of the what I took from it, that we look a lot more like we have a style of play, and we know what to do with it, and that hopefully will carry us through and get us more wins.
Yeah, as you said, there was no, it wasn't there blood and thunder for the first 20 minutes against Rovers. It was, maybe without much of that was of our own device now, but
Yeah, like there was plenty of blood and thunder and plenty of blood and thunder and pretty high running and high energy when there needed to be. But I just thought I felt it was coupled with some great moves and some great play and some great 1-2s and so on. So, if going to would be way in a heck.
I think we smelt a bit of blood at the start of the second half. Once we got that, I think we had a chance early second half, and we smelt blood, and we got the second goal. And
Did I
after
have
that,
that
there was a
Ross
spell.
Tierney just the ball just got away from that time and he made the
Yeah,
lay back
Tierney.
behind
Yeah,
him?
and there was another one cleared off the line as well. I think it was I think
Adam McDonald's header.
Burke cleared it off the line. Yeah, there was like we could have had another few. But I was it was brilliant. It was great to watch.
We battered him that second half, like right up until the 92nd minute. Like we absolutely battered him. As I said, Tierney was brilliant. I think there was a clip up yesterday of the. I think it was when he got the penalty. He brought it inside and nutmegged it, put out wide. And I think with the boy and Danny, I think there's been a coming of age in this season that was treading. I think they were boys in the team the last maybe couple of years, and particularly obviously before they went away to England. But these two look like the men of the team. The depths are on the bucko. They look like they're the two men of the team now, the ones that are going to drive us forward. And I think Tierney's dribbling has been brilliant this year. I don't know what he's been doing in the off season. I think his ability to get on the ball and drive forward this season, I haven't seen with him the last couple of years.
He's been fantastic. He really has, like a new player. He was probably one of the disappointments of last season. Tierney, truth be told, we all know the quality he has, but they're like a house on fire. That, I said it before, that pass in Sligo was brilliant. Getting into dangerous areas and clever. He's so clever when he gets in. He gets put in front of defenders. He'll win with loads of penalties and loads of danger free kicks this year if he keeps going the way he's going.
Yeah, it was just on that. I was actually doing a bit of homework when I knew I was coming on. He won the free kick last week, and he won the penalty on Friday. And I was looking at it. Last season, he was fouled 95 times, and the next closest was Jad Hikiki on 64. So he's like 50% more than second, and he's already the most fouled player in the league this season as well. Because he just the dribbling. He's actually. He's actually so strong. He's so hard to take down, but he just draws the fouls in. He's brilliant. Like
Yeah, clever, clever,
it's
clever
great. Yeah,
footballer.
and when you have fellas like Devoy who can swing in a free kick, and then
Yeah.
that's it's a great asset to have. Yeah, I'd say he's a nightmare to play against.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely going to be a big part of it going forward. As I said, I think what he has to do this season is add goals that he probably didn't get last season. He's gotten one. He just seems to can't stop scoring against Rovers, whatever it is. He has that bit between his teeth. He just finds the back of the net. But if we can get to him in between 8 and 10 goals this season, I think that could be the difference between us pushing for fourth and maybe breaking into that top three. I've said that we do need a leading focal point scoring goals, but we also need that next midfielder coming in with those goals not too but far behind them.
Sounds
Well, We'll swiftly move on, man. And as you said, we touched around the league there, but hopefully, things go a bit more our way this way. A couple of draws, maybe a couple of defeats. We'll look at before we touch on Bowles fixture, Brian. Me and Pete spoke about it before you joined us. Derry and Rovers, who do you want to be dropping points?
Question. See, the worry with Derry is that they start keep dropping points, that they'll probably sack the manager and get someone half decent in that could galvanise them and they go on their own. And yeah, I don't know. A draw will do.
Draws all
Two
around,
both of
yeah.
them.
Draws all around,
Draws all around, yeah.
yeah. It's probably this age of season, it definitely draws all around where you don't know where everyone
Yeah.
lives.
So I'd actually fancy Derry to beat them after watching Rovers on Friday. I thought they were very poor. I thought they looked really unfit. They looked very open at the back. Very, like, I don't know, is that because we cut them open or is that just what they were like? But just going by people that were watching the Dundalk game, I didn't see much of it, but like Dundalk cut them open a few times as well. So I don't know. I think Derry could pick up a couple of goals there.
Kenny, I'm going to
All
reward you.
margins, you know.
Something you said to me after, I'd say about 20 bottles of beer on the way home from Sligo. You actually didn't think Rovers going to win it this year.
No, I don't. No, I don't think they will. No, I think they're going to fall too far behind.
And I did say to you, I didn't think Shares would. I think Shares have maybe a bit of a pat season, and they've lost the two centre halves as well. I don't know how
Yeah.
long they're out for. I haven't. I don't care enough to see how long they're out for, despite running the podcast.
But the fact that they signed two other fella, well, they signed another fella
They're
and
called someone.
recalled another fella would suggest that it's not
James
good now
Roach,
for them.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't take much out of that draw result given the absolute state of draw day either at the minute. You know, you can't you had that all that stuff has to be playing onto the pitch and I don't care. Obviously they have that or the interview as well. I'm not sure what you just made of it. I didn't think what he said. What he said was just some off air just
Yeah.
locker room talk. I thought it was ridiculous that it was even got airtime out of it.
Yeah, so I think that
On hold,
LOETV, yeah, it's funny though because sometimes when you log on to LOETV to watch a game, the camera rolls. So I think it actually went out live and someone just recorded it from home. I think that's what happened. I'm not sure
right,
now,
okay, yeah, I'm with you.
yeah, I don't think he said anything bad to be fair.
No,
He
you
was
said
clearly
that.
messing, like, you know,
Dundalk to Kip, sure, we all know that, like, you know.
yeah, fact, like,
and that's not the stadium.
yeah.
But yeah, so look, I don't see. You said you don't see Rovers up there. I said I don't really see Shells up there, especially with those two injuries now.
Look,
Pete,
George, can I just have it out? I have no recollection of this conversation whatsoever.
well, that's all right. At least it's still clicking in your mind that you still have the opinion anyway. But
Brian, he has it on video. You're showing me before we went on air there.
no, there was no recording that was happening in that two-seater. But yeah, look, man, we'll move swiftly ahead to Friday because it's getting late here, and we get this out tomorrow morning for the faithful. But Waterford away, I think we can all agree if we're going to be up there, or even dream about being up there, or even dream at the moment about being up there. These are the games we now have to win. These are the ones where the volunteer and you have to show us and show the team that if you want to go and win a league title, you have to back up the performances against Rovers and Derry.
Yeah, I think we all saw that message that went around earlier. We got the last three times he's beaten Rovers at Derry, meant the subsequent runs we've gone on after that. It's not pleasant. It's not it's it wouldn't fill you with confidence in the next few games, but I think we're a different animal this season for sure. So listen, go down there. We'll have a big crowd down there. Go down there with plenty of confidence. The players are enjoying it. There's absolutely no reason why we can't go down there and win well. So we're flying, like as I said, we said last week, if we can get a win over Rovers, we are flying. So down there and let's get another 3 points on the board. If we can do that, and another 3 points there before we play Shells, we'll be in great position.
Yeah, absolutely. We are going down there. We don't know what Reynolds Bingo will bring up. Who's fit, who's not fit. I think we're probably a bit more hopeful of maybe Mullen coming back into the squad than Power. That's my understanding of things. I don't know about Douglas James Taylor. If he's not really, I'd rather put him in the bin, or maybe not the bin, but put him in the recovery room for the next 2 or 3 weeks and get him right for those Friday Monday games rather than have him on the bench at 80%. I know you probably need something off the bench, and maybe you, Martin, could be a bit too soon from. I don't know. I'm not in the training ground, but it's probably more important if we do get Douglas James out of back. We get him back at 100%.
First, the first Friday Monday game is the following weekend. It's Galway Shells. So
Yeah.
We're right into it then after that, aren't we? So it's Waterford and Galway and Shells and the well the Shells game is away as well. Shite, I thought that was a home.
No, it's
Bank
away.
holiday the following day, isn't it? Yeah. Shit, I scrambled for tickets for that one.
It'd be a nice scramble, that. Well, no, we should get ourselves in tickets for that, will we? Give or take. I think they're giving.
Know.
If they give us the whole stand at the fans, if they're going to. They could have the allocation about 500 that time they were on. They won the league. But I think it should be at least an allocation about 800-900.
Okay. If the new stand is open there, it's to be 10% or was it is it 10% or 5%?
It's
5%.
10%.
Is it 10? Yeah, okay, well
It's
then
10%.
yeah.
10% because they literally made the model up for 10% for 150 people.
Okay.
So yeah, we're looking that we can hopefully get into talking with two wins on the bounce. Hopefully we will have a podcast going on next week. But for the moment, it is Waterford on Friday, and I think we're all going down, are we?
Yep.
Oh, God. Yeah, absolutely.
The bell's
On
the Valley Express.
I can't wait for it now. Yeah, it should be good crack.
Yeah, and as far as the threat that the Waterford do have, I know they haven't got the results, but they do have two men up front that will score goals. Amand and Langerin, although maybe is Amand maybe coming to that part of his career? He hasn't probably started the season off the way he wanted it.
Wouldn't underestimate them at all now. Like,
No,
yeah,
absolutely not.
I watched a bit of the Derry game back there because sad loser, and he was dangerous first half. Like they had a good few chances, they like our defense has been very good this year. They'll need to be on the ball again, especially with Lonergan milling around as well. They make a good partnership as well. They do.
Noonan
Yeah.
in midfield as well is a very good player.
Smashing player,
But
yeah.
yeah, it's the same with any team in this league. Like if we don't, if we're not, we're going to get turned over. It's simple as that. Like we have to be going down there, and everyone has to perform. We've the luxury now, I suppose, where we've a little bit of a squad and perform, and you can make those changes to impact the game. But if we're not at it, we get turned over. Simple as that. And but I think we're in a good place, and I think we will be on it. And I'm looking forward to it now.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
think the
so
second,
bring it on.
it's very important that people, particularly the squad, I know one or two probably tune into this, but it's certainly that time to smell yourself after beating Rovers. You can start smelling yourself when you go on a 6-7 unbeaten run, collecting your 20, 21 points out of it. That's when you start, being able to smell yourself and have a bit of an air of confidence about it and a bit of swagger. Now it's still about fucking putting the hard yards in, winning your one-on-one battles, and, don't be fucking thinking your position, because we're seeing some bit of volume. We that league was a very poor league. That's that year. We probably any other team in that position probably would have had a better chance of winning the league than we would have. But I think we have to stay grounded. Particularly fans have to stay grounded. It's only four games. Look at the league table and then try to tell me we're running away with it, like.
Yeah, I don't know what it was just me. I thought the players were probably a little bit more low key on Friday than we have been in previous derby win, So maybe that message is there that listen, although it's a huge win, it's still only 3 points. I mean, the players have nearly been on the roof some of the times we've beaten Rovers, in celebration mode. So maybe that is it
I'd
must be a
say
little bit.
the two goals and injury time didn't help that as well. Like I kind of
True,
felt a bit
true.
because I was buzzing with 3-0. I was ready to skip across the pitch myself, and then you're kind of like a sigh of relief coming the final whistle. So maybe there
Yeah,
was a bit of sigh of relief from them as well. Like
it was a
surreal 2 or 3 minutes in Daily Mint that I've ever had.
yeah.
Like to be 3-0 up, perhaps a party mode. Everyone's up in arms. Everyone's even going back to yes, or I can boogie. And all of a sudden, in the 92nd minute, we're still at. Should have only just scored that. And then a minute later, it's like, oh bollocks! In the words of Pat Dunne, it just sort of went, oh fuck! And there was a couple of minutes where they didn't really threaten too much, but in the back of my mind goes, this could be literally one of the most embarrassing things in the history of Bowls if
Can you
another one
imagine,
goes
like, if
in.
that had been 3-0, that would have been their Santry moment,
Yeah,
that would have been,
there's
oh,
a bit of
Christ.
concern about Casper there. Like I know he hasn't really been asked to do much all season, but he didn't cover
Yeah.
himself in a glory for either goal.
That's
So it's just something that we need to keep an
if
eye
you
on.
want, Casper's a great keeper and he's probably as good as that in the league, but if you want a keeper that wins you the league, bro, he has to be switched on for that one moment in the match where he might have to
100%.
make a save.
That's the
Yeah,
difference. They're the
that's the
difference. Like,
point. Yeah.
if we're 1-0 up there and he switches off like that, That's, you know, you can't be switching off like that at all. Never
Some
mind three
goalkeepers
nil.
can only play, yeah. Some goalkeepers can only play when they're involved in the game for large parts. It's the
Yeah.
top ones that, you know, gresh their arse for 70 minutes and then they pull off that save to win the game. So, it's a good point.
Yeah, just hoping now. I know that could be a bit of a reality check, and I probably wouldn't say maybe breed some confidence they're over saying, but in terms of our team, it might be just a bit of a kick in the arse that they need to say, you know, you're not that fucking far ahead of Rovers, and they can do that in 2 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
it could work two ways. You know, we could, it could be a leveler, or it could be a confidence wobbler as well. If we're 1-0 up on Friday, and then that's in the back of their minds. You know, we don't want them to be nervous. You just want them to be as confident as they have been in the previous games. You know, so it could work one of two ways. I hope it's the latter. But yeah.
Yeah, we'll go down to Waterford on Friday again. Picking the team is hard. I just hope that we have a full squad to choose from, in the words of Alan Reynolds, every Thursday afternoon in the match
We'll be
preview.
frantically refreshing our emails on Thursday evening, waiting for team news.
Yeah, absolutely. So, man, I'm going to get you to get a bit of a quick prediction ahead of Friday, and I'll let you go to bed. I'm going to just say a result that Brian Kelly just mentioned there. I'm going to say 1-0 boss.
I'll go 2-0.
But I won't be greedy. I'll go for the 1-0. 75th-minute winner, and Colly Whelan down his neck of the woods again to get a goal for us and keep the run going.
He got a hat trick there last year, didn't he?
I had it there last year,
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, Darragh Power assist as well in his own neck of the woods as well. Without
That'd
that,
be nice, yeah.
yeah,
Reynolds
and
down the slide, sliding on his knees on the sideline down his neck of the woods as well.
yeah. We stop
Kelly had
off in
the
Thomastown on the way back then, and give Colly Whelan's local a few quid.
yeah.
Kelly, I'm going to ask you to get a bit of a season preview, well, not a season preview, a season prediction.
Season prediction.
Where does it all end, bar tears, and we all have to leave Daily Mount inevitably, but on the pitch, what happens?
I'd say I'm going to say we come.
We're going to go Europe first, then cup, then the league.
What do you mean? You're like, how far are we going to get in Europe?
Predict your Europe. What you
The
think is going to
trophies are
happen?
to lose really at this stage, isn't it? Conference League. Yeah, where is
Treble
the
or
point?
fuck off, Brian.
Where I already have my flight, my hotel booked for the final on 27.
No
Yeah, no,
cancellation either.
I'd say we'll get through the first round, and depends who we get in the second round. Like, you know, it's hard to say without
Yeah.
knowing who the draw is. I think we'll give the cup a good rattle this year, and I'd say third or fourth, I'd be happy with.
Yeah, I think we'd all take that. I'd like to. I know some people aren't a fan of just winning the cup and concentrating on the cup. The league's your bread and butter, but I'd love nothing more than the Daily Mail to sign off for the trophy, no matter what it
Yeah.
is. It'd be great, wouldn't it, just to have that piss up on Daily Mail, where everyone's drinking out, everyone's kissing it, everyone's
Yeah.
sticking their will out. You know, it's say 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but the main thing is that we hopefully bring a bit of silverware back on its final day. It'd be a happy ending, as some might say.
Yeah, I just seen today, looking at it earlier in the week, the last game in Daily Mount against Shells on the Friday is actually a women's game scheduled for the Saturday.
Yeah.
It's the last game, actually, a women's game against Rovers on the Saturday.
There'd be a few people still in the bar from the night before, I suspect.
I tell you, might as well bring our sleeping bags that weekend.
I'd say that game might sell out as well, that women's game, wouldn't it?
That would, yeah,
100% it
definitely
will, yeah.
would.
It'll be
Wouldn't
great.
it?
Dual
That'd
tickets for the two games.
be great.
Yeah. So, look, man, thank you very much for your time this evening. We're top of the
Stop
league as
groaning for
well.
another week.
Another groan, another drone. But as we do always week, every week, come on,
We
the
are top
flipping
league.
boys.
Come on, balls, let's
Come
go.
on, boss.
Cause we all follow balls wherever they play. We don't care if it's home or away. We are the boys and we're proud of our name. So we'll all bounce around.